Blog Talk Radio.
Facebook.com/DRL Dialberto Smith. Instagram. And on Instagram, we're aired as the Smith Wade Production, as well as Twitter. So check us out. We're so glad to have you a part of this show. I'm going to share some things in the next 30 minutes on making your life even better in the areas of job market, job search. And that's the title of our show is Everything Job Seekers Should Know to Get That Dream Job. If you don't have that dream job or that cush job, as we talked about on Wednesday, here's some tips and some thoughts in regards to helping you do that. But before we move forward, we always have a Black History moment, and we like to always share some individuals who was trailblazers for us. And I particularly, yes, I focus on my organization, 580 Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, and we like to give a shout out and recognize Brother Benjamin Zakiwi. He came through New Chapel at Lincoln University, the first president of Nigeria. He's the leading figure of the modern Nigerian National Movement, a member of the 580 fraternity. So glad to have an opportunity to share this with you, because it's a blessing. The history behind 580 Sigma Fraternity is cultural for service and service for humanity. So we give a shout out to this brother in our Black History moment. Let's get started with Everything Job Seekers Should Know. Keep in mind, should know to get that dream job. We also want to let you know we're a co-sponsored by Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter, Greenville, Alabama, as a partner as we do this. So we have to give them a shout out, because this is working toward getting education out of you, getting knowledge of you on trying to seek that job. So in an effort to continue to do our national program, our educational program, our social action program, our Big and Better Business program at 580 Sigma Fraternity, this chapter joined hand with me to make sure we get the knowledge out. So this is one of our educational programs that we're going to keep working through WBSW, Internet Talk Radio, to get the word out. We're a part of this vessel. We're so glad, and we thank the brothers, Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter of Greenville, Alabama. I want to shout out to a couple people that joined us on Facebook. That's Latasha Ward. You're joining us so far on Facebook. And then we have John Lamont, the candidate to be international president of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. We want to give a shout out to John. Thank you so much, Brother John Lamont, for doing the things you're doing. Make an impact. It's all about providing a change, making a difference. Don't let the fraternity make you make the fraternity. Brother Lamont is doing some awesome things. I give a shout out to him for taking time to check us out on this show. And we're so glad to have it. Let's get started with everything job seekers should know to get that dream job. One of the first things that we have to make sure we focus on is looking at some strategies to get the dream job. Some people think that a job is automatic. It's all about having a strategy or some strategies to get that job to consider your dream job. If you want to move your career forward, onward, you must have some strategies. First thing, I always tell everybody, when you go places, don't be like a log on the wall, a log standing on the wall, network. Talk with people, share ideas, find out things, what's going on in their community, as well as what's going on in your community. So the number one thing in the first strategy is strategize to network with individuals that's in that area, do research, meaning you can check with them and see what's going on, find out exactly what's going on. Also, we're going to give a shout out to Dana Butler, member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated out of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. She's doing some awesome things up there. The other two posted on our excellent job. Her son is grinding in school. Justin, keep on grinding, Justin. Keep on, Dana, through Zuma by Mama Sita. She's making things happen, and want to give her a shout out for sure. Make sure you have a way to be referred and have somebody to refer you to that job. Look it up. Find out. Referred. You need to be referred. You need to know exactly what's going on. Have some insight. Insight is networking, talking to people, putting yourself out there. We talked about what a strategy to make sure you get that job is that, number one, I talked about the interview process. The interview process includes having reference that truly know you. Do not put anybody on your application or put down as a recommendation that can give a letter of recommendation or a recommendation a lot of time by voice that really don't know you. Do not take time there. Build up that reference portfolio so you can use those individuals to help you springboard, help you move forward, help you move to the direction you need to move. Make sure you have a strategy looking and dealing with job boards and career website. You know, as a posting of jobs, keep up with those jobs. You know, one of the, and not to throw in, but you know, they're doing a good Indeed. You go to Indeed, they're posting, they're advertising, and you can go through that. Because, matter of fact, when I was living in South Florida down there, I decided to go and just do a little work while I was there, while I enjoy my retirement as well. And Indeed, where I went through and put my resume on there, put all the things I needed to, and I still, as of today, receive things from Indeed. So I have to talk about Indeed. So they are still making contact. That's a website that can help you have a strategy to do it. Like I said, that was 2016, and now it's 2021, and I'm still receiving through my email things that are open, jobs that fit the resume and fit my experience and the certification that I had. So you do the same thing when you're trying to build that job, build up the strategies for to get that job, the job that you call your dream job. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line so you can hear your thoughts. If you know there's a possibility of hiring in your area, share it with your individual. If it's an organization, if it's your sorority sister, it's your fraternity brother, or a part of the family you have that you know that can share. That's the way to keep it. It always, they'll ask you on a job, well, how did you hear about this job? They have several things, job well site, a job board. Did you see it on, somebody tell you about it? Did you do it through networking? You can check out. Make sure you continue to share. But make sure you share your thoughts on this as well. I gave you the call in number. I do it 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying you with the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number. Then I'll ask you to offer your location. If you want to leave your name, it's 5. And your expertise in regards to helping job seekers get that dream job. The next thing is a job fair. If you want to keep growing in your career, you have to sometimes attend job fairs, or they call career fairs. Go to them. That, again, now you have a chance to network. But besides that, you don't provide things for those individuals at that career fair or job fair. Make sure you come there prepared. The strategy is to go, but come prepared. Have everything that's needed that put in a position to get that dream job. Just make sure you do that. Also, you can go to company websites. Check them out on the companies. You know, see what's going on. Sometimes they post things. And everybody think, you know, you got Walmart is one of the leading industry. And they get a chance to sit at the table at the White House with the president. Just recently, last week, but not first of this week or last week, a lot of the big business was called to the White House because we're trying to get this $1.9 trillion relief plan out. And brought in all those individuals that CEOs of the major companies, and Walmart is one of the major companies that was invited. Chase was invited. You know, those are just a couple of them. You have to check out their website. You have to be able to communicate and find out what's going on. Make sure you can, what they call a cold call. Cold call them. Make sure you check things out. Things are still used, and we know we are full-time with our cell phones now. Our cell phone is our computer in our hand. We don't have to have a desktop when we have a cell phone because it at times it may can't handle the load that you ask and can't do something, but you can do just about everything. So use that to make these calls and check and see what's going on. Find out what's happening. You got to have a strategy. You know, and you have to be a headhunter. If you're not a headhunter, I was always told, and this is one of the frat brothers in the chapter I was in previously, a couple years back, and he's a professor over at the university. He always told me, he said, when the iron is hot, strike. It means that if the job comes available, strike at the job. Go after the job. Be prepared if you want that job, because we're talking about the dream job. So you need to make sure you prepare yourself. Recruiters, talk to recruiters. Talk to them, find out. You know, even with an organization, recruiting is so important. You have to have a strategy. You have to have a plan if you want to be successful. Even my organization, we have a plan, a recruiting plan. You are the recruiter, but you got to have a strategy when you go out and talk with everybody. It's the same way. If you're on a job, you recruit other individuals for that job. For people to help them, because sometimes you don't know whether they are seeking growth in their career. You don't know that until you begin to communicate with them. So make sure. Internships. Just because you have a job, if you want that dream job, you may have to go into an internship program. There are many internship programs. Be watching and looking and be on top of this. It's part of the grind. You have to make sure you stay on top of things like that. Now, the next thing I want to share about the 7 reasons to look for a new job. If you're in a job and you're not happy, I'm going to say that from the start. I'll go back and tell a story about myself probably about 20-some years ago. I was working in a job. I was an athletic director in education. I retired in education, and I was sports. I coached. I coached for many, many years. And I signed on and took a job as a head football coach and the athletic director. And the first year was so many challenges because I know when I left where I was the assistant football coach and head basketball coach, and things was gravy. When I got there, it became a challenge to some of the things that it wasn't that the children, it was the adults in the building and the adults in the central office that wasn't working, and it got so draining. It was so frustrating that one day I was driving to work, true story, and I was commuting. It's like about 55 miles that I was commuting from the site I was living, the area I was living. And I got halfway and I just stopped, pulled to the side of the road and said, I can't do this. I'm not going today. I don't have the patience to go today. So I decided to call my supervisor and let him know I wasn't going to come in that day. And I went back home because I had to reassess myself. So to see whether I want to be in that job was not fun. And the first opportunity I had a chance to get out of that day, but it propelled me to move to the next one and to grow in that area, in the career that I had set forth and God blessed me with. So I had to get a new job and wanted a new job, so I had to sort of strategize on how to do it. I did my job every day. Always remember, don't burn the bridge. Don't burn any bridges. When you try to leave, make sure you do everything you're supposed to do. Be supportive. If they ask you if you know anybody can replace you, you can always recommend somebody. But always keep that door open. But 7 reasons to look for a new job besides just being happy on that job. Because if you're not happy on the job, don't go just because I got to make sure I take care of my family. Well, if you go there, you're angry. You bring that home. Now you're hurting your family, even though you're bringing the finance in. Let's keep that in mind. You have to be happy on the job. If you're not happy on the job, first of all, you got to know your purpose on the job. If you're unhappy, you don't know purpose. You're struggling for your purpose. So find out what your purpose is. All right, another thing is salary. Yes, you want to make more money. You have to increase your skills. You have to increase your technical skills. You have to increase your knowledge by possibly going back to school. Going back and obtaining a certification in another area or increasing the certification you have. Again, the work environment. work environment might not be good. If you're working in an industry, in a plant, and you're on a team and you're not happy with that team, you may have to look at doing something else. That might not be, because if you're unhappy, it will show up on the team, because that's a relationship you have developed with that individual or the group of individuals on that job. So the work environment is the core reason why you stay on a job, but it's also the core reason why you leave and look for a new job. The next thing is management. If you have management that is not working with you, that's working against you, then 9 times out of 10, you need to make a decision that you need to look for a new job. We have a situation in the NFL right now dealing with one of the top three quarterbacks, Deshaun Watson. And Deshaun has bumped head because he feels like the Houston management have lied to him. They said they only included when he signed his awesome contract, and when it came to it, they didn't include when they hired a general management manager, had changed in leadership at the top, and even changed with the coach. He decided that I want a trade. This is a good example. On a job, he might have to get a trade. You need to let them know that I'm moving on. I've been treated to somewhere else. So if management is not working with you, that is not the greatest reason to leave, because sometimes you need to communicate with management. But if you communicate with them and they haven't been straightforward, they haven't been transparent, you need to make a decision to get a new job. Board. If you are bored to death, I tell you, you need to come off that job and find you something else. Career development. You're on a job that don't even fit what you're trying to do and what your career strategy is and what's your goal to get that dream job. Then you need to leave. If not, you need to try to find as much training to get to a position so you'll be comfortable on a job. You won't be bored. So you have to make sure you develop your career aspects and your skill. If you're in a situation that said once in a lifetime opportunity, only come. You know that old thing about mama calling. Some people use that. They do it in coaching. You know, mama calling, so we're going back home where I labored and trained. So mama's calling. So it's a lifetime opportunity. The company is struggling. You need to find your new opportunity. Now, the call-in number again is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and we'll make sure we get you on the line to share your thoughts and your ideas about how to move forward and onward to get that dream job. That's what we're talking about. For all the job seekers who's trying to move forward, onward, to get that dream job. And if you have some ideas, please share your thoughts by calling in to that number. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line. I just ask you for the location, or if you want to leave your name, find it off your expertise. That's what we're asking. You're here with Dr. Lowe D. Smith, the host of the Dr. Lowe's Neighborhood. We're so glad to hear, excited. All right, a couple more steps to help you find that job fast. You want to get out of this company quickly so you can get to the next. And you don't want any lapse time in it. You want a quick fix. You want it to move fast, and you can do that. We got several people joining us. Let me give a shout out to Antonio L. Washington, member of 580 Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. Thank you, Brother Washington, so much. Cinnamon Brown. Thank you, Cinnamon, for joining us as well. Thank you for taking time at this, in a lot of places, the two-ish hour, but we're in one-ish hour where I am. Awesome. Let's look at 8 steps to guide you to help in finding that job fast, quickly. We're going to take an opportunity to talk about it. First of all, set your intent. What is your intent? You want to find that job, that dream job, quick? What's your intent? What you going to do? See, the thing about planning, I always tell my children, and they are adult children now, have a plan. My daughter called me the other day. My youngest daughter called me the other day. It was talking about some things due to COVID-19 on her job, and they have people that's full-time, they're asking them to go part-time, giving them a choice to go part-time, but in the process of part-time, no, you lose your insurance. And she has insurance. She's turning of age where she won't be able to be on my insurance through where I have it through Blue Cross Blue Shield, so she won't have her own insurance. So they gave her an opportunity for a severance pay. But she had to make that decision. You know, she had to be intentional. She was intentional and said, well, I call you because I want you to find out what you think about this. I said, for sure. She said that she will take an option for 6 months where insurance will still kick in so she have an opportunity to find something else that will provide her the insurance. Matter of fact, she's also finishing up her last opportunity, last semester or so at the university, and she wants to complete and get her degree so she can move in the field. She's in chemistry, biochemical engineering, and she's going to complete that very soon when God is with her. So be intent in trying to find that job. She had the intent, and I tell her she has to have a plan. You plan to succeed, because if you don't have a plan, you will fail. Yes, you will. So plan to succeed. We have a thing in sports. I always used to tell my team, piss poor preparation, you get piss poor results. So we don't prepare in practice. We're going to prepare in our soul session and studying what we need to do and looking at all the ins and outs. When we go out on that field on Friday night, it ain't going to be no joy. Or Saturday, it's not going to be no joy. So we have to prepare. Be intent in what you're doing. Perfect your resume. Go to Google, find out what your resume is. There are different forms of resume, certain things, do's and don'ts. Read them, study them, get your resume in order so you can submit your resume and have a resume that catch attention. We have to make sure we make our resume perfect. Tap into your network. Call individuals. We'll give a shout out to Jordan Tanao, Yvette Smith, my biological youngest sister. Thank you so much, Yvette, for joining us out of the state of Georgia. Thank you so much. Tap into your network. Call some people. Ask them what they need. If anything happened, what's going on? How do you need? Do you know the HR person? Do you know someone that I can maybe get an inside scoop in and be able to move up a little bit? Be intent with what you're doing. Make sure you set up a job search alert. Set up, you know, you on alert, you're looking for it, you have it in your eyes, but you also put it out there that you're looking for a job, meaning that you're applying for those jobs. You go to these job websites, you go to these search sites that's dealing with finding jobs for you, and let them know. Put it on Indeed. Put it out there that you're looking for that job. Tailor your cover letter. Make sure your cover letter. Go to Google. You can find everything so it fits. Don't just send a generic cover letter to every job because it don't fit every job. Some people think one letter fits every job. No, it don't. There are different styles. Look into it. Research it. Find the best two or three that fits you. So when you have to have a cover letter for your resume or for your application, you will make sure you have one that fits that job. Track your job application. This is one of the biggest things that people will not do. You got to track your job application and follow up. I shared on the show on Tuesday. I was telling everybody that, if I put an application in, I make a call to check and see. I'm just calling HR to see if you see my application. Because you're doing it online. We're just talking about online application. You want to make sure they receive it. And that's another way of following up, by calling and checking them without having any problem. Practice your interview. I said that the other day. If you get an opportunity, if you call for an interview, practice. Get your video camera, your phone, and just put it, if you can put it up, prop it up on something, and you go through the interviewing process. If you have somebody that can ask you some questions, allow them to ask you some questions. Practice make perfect. So when you go to the interview, you won't be bumbling around, stumbling all over the place because you're not comfortable. That's what happened to a lot of people. Don't settle for less if you want that dream job. Yeah, I know you said, I got to have some money coming in. We got to have some money coming in. True. But when you start to settle for less, or just settle for that job, and it's not your dream job, then you'll be stuck in that job. Because you get to the point where you start making money to make sure you take care of your household. You're too afraid to let that job go and find another job. So just don't sell. Make sure you focus on those jobs that can kind of put you in a position. All right, we really at the end of our 30-minute time, but it's just a couple of things I want to give to you, like ideals for job seekers to have a better job search. First of all, you have to be to the point to say, I'm going to defy my fears and reach out to companies to let them know that I admire their company, I like to be a part of their company, and I'm seeking a job. You got to defy those fears, afraid of what you're going to be told. Sometimes you take the attitude of struggling artists and actors. They said they were turned down many times before that big break where they jailed with that person who decided to hire them. And that's what you have to do when you're out seeking a job. You have to make sure. Always go directly to the company and make contact, even if they're not hiring. Check with them and see. All right. Have a target list of companies that I'm watching for new positions. Have a target list. Okay. You have a job in accounting at this chain of hotels. They have a job in accounting because that's the field. That's the dream job I want to go into. With the state auditing system. Or state government, a federal government, a local government, you have to make sure you do that. You have to target and make a list of those companies to let them know I'm looking for a new position. So I'm going to be watching to see exactly what you do. Improve and improve every day until you achieve your set goal. Improve yourself. Check yourself. See what's going on. Where am I falling short at? Carry yourself in the mind. Remember I said on the last show, even if you didn't get a chance to see me, I talked about the interviewing process. I said you interview for a job 365 days a year, 7 days a week, and 24 hours a day. It's how you carry yourself outside of whatever job you're in that's going to set you up for the next job. You need to learn more about that company. I mean, you must research. Check it out. See what's going on. See what they're exactly. You know, research sometimes you can go to Google and find out exactly their location and by having a job, where you want to move, where you want to settle, where you want to break your family up, what schools you want to attend. But you also could communicate with someone already on that job. It might not be the place you would probably want to be because it might be volatile. And a lot of times people will be honest about it. Not to keep you from that job, but letting you know we're having some challenges here. We're not working together. We're fighting. There's constantly things going on that you may not want to be a part of. You know? The next thing, the first thing you need to do is improving your job search is to be brave. Be brave. You have to step out. Now, please don't get me wrong to be, sometimes people can make decisions talking about being brave and you don't have anything to fall back on. But you have to be brave enough to step out. Now, just keep in mind, you may have been working on a job 14, 15 years and you said, this ain't the job. but I know I have this job to take care of my family, and it's suitable for now, but that means you got to be brave enough to step out. But by having a strategy, by planning and doing everything that's needed, we have shared already in getting that job, it's easy to do that. We're going to talk about two more, and then we're going to call it quits for the day. Another thing is, you have to get more aggressive. Let me say it again. You have to get more aggressive, even writing your cover letter. More aggressive. That's why you have to make sure you don't use the same cover letter over and over and over again, because all of your cover letters do not fit the job you applied for. Make sure you work on that letter and have that letter fitting the job. You have to make sure. And the last one, getting clear about what conditions I need in order to be successful. That's including salary, including location, including whether I got to commute in the time, and also making sure you look at the travel requirements on the job. It might require you to travel more, and you're going to be away from your family. And last but not least, make sure you let by your family, your immediate family. Share. Let it be a vote by the whole family. Just remember, even though that's your dream job, your significant other, your spouse, your children will have to be a part of. So include them in the decision. Include your family members, your immediate family members, on the decision when the job comes available. It's been awesome sharing some thoughts with you today. Again, you had that opportunity to call in and share your thoughts. We always do. Check us out tonight. Now, we have a show coming in talking about entitled The Love Cafe. You can talk with us, and we'll talk about some issues with love. And we're going to give you a menu that focuses on all of the things that are important for you to be successful in your relationship, in your love life. We focus on the starter or the appetizer, which is truly, you know, that lust. Then we look at the entree, which is the attraction. Then we focus on the dessert, which is the attachment. And the last one is that water, that tea, that whatever to wash it down. We're going to talk about how that can put you adaptable. See, that allows you to depth, because when you wash down, you open up space. So in your relationships, in your love life, we're going to talk about that. We're going to have an awesome time. We want you to join us at 6 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time, 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, the Love Cafe, which I host, and have a couple co-hosts that join me, and we'll share their names tonight. So join us. It's been awesome, and hopefully, this educational moment being presented to you on behalf of all the individuals who are seeking a job, but in co-sponsorship with Phi Beta Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter out of Greenville, and WBSW Internet Talk Radio. We're the voice of the Smith Way Internet Talk Radio. I am Dr. Lucas Smith. Went and had an awesome time. Hashtag be very responsible dealing with this our COVID-19 and in our community as well. Be very vigilant in what you're doing in regards to One Life Matter. Be very, very focused on grinding. Keep on grinding. That's another hashtag. And if you have to communicate, we're going to talk about love tonight in the Love Cafe. One of the key things with the acronym LOVE, the L is listening. You have to be able to listen, to communicate for understanding. The four in that is L-O-V-E, listening, overcoming, valuable, and empowerment for understanding. That's what it's all about. and we appreciate you being a part of our show. I want to tell you to give your family members a hug virtually or just your immediate family right there. Give them a physical hug. Also, make sure you let them know you love them. Tell them that every day that you love them, because that's what it's all about. As we move forth in life, we have to keep in mind that we're going to continue to have challenges. We're having challenges, decisions that we have to make in 2021. No one else can do it. It's all about block by block, our neighborhood, your own, making decisions about COVID-19, of the vaccine, about your children's education, just about your life and your career. So if you're seeking a job, hope something touches you, you can keep in mind. We'll give a shout out again to Yvette Smith, join us, my biological sister, Cinnamon Brown, Antonio Washington, Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Dana Bowser, member of Zeta Barbados for the Incorporated, and Brother John Lamont out of the East Coast up there. He's a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity and also a candidate for the International Prison, the Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, and finally, Latasha Ward. Thank you so much, so much. I want you to offer some prayers. I sent out some prayers and sent prayers out to Tate Pitt. She's going through some challenges right now, and our prayers mean so much. Do it me, because I asked you to do it. Because, see, I love you, and ain't nothing you can do about it. So, as we close our show, we'd be so emphatic when we said that. We want you to check us out tonight at 6 o'clock. I want to say, I love you, and ain't a thing.